Hot 91, Sam and Ash at 5:36, and on the way at 7:50 this morning, Instagram, your chance to win $1,000.
Lockie Wells was a local lad who loved his soccer and tragically took his own life following a game not that long ago. It's a tragedy, and it's one of those things that we don't often talk about because it's hard to talk about it. But joining us in studio is Sammy Parker from Grab Life by the Balls, the mateship movement. Good morning, mate.
G'day, Sammy.
Hey, Ash. Well, hang on.
Yeah, someone's just been having a little fiddle in here. Sorry, mate. You just have to give me a moment.
It probably was Sammy.
There we go. Good morning,
hey
mate.
Guys,
how are you?
Good morning.
Now, talk us through what's happening. You've got a charity event coming up this weekend for the Lockie Wells Cup, essentially.
Yeah, Lockie Wells Memorial Charity Shield. This Saturday, Caloundra are playing Kiwana Football Club. Kiwana Football Club are hosting. Kiwana Football Club have put this all together. David Cook in particular has got this up and running. I think it's the second time. So Lockie passed in 2018. So, yeah, this is the second time it's happened. It didn't happen with COVID. And we're the major charity partner. So that's really exciting. It is a little bit, you know, I was wondering what we're going to talk about today because it's also a little bit sad at the same time.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. We have to start talking about these things, though, don't we, for people to feel comfortable that they can go to movements like yourself, you know, charities, that they can go and have a burger on burger night when you guys will get together, and so that they can start talking about things too. And there's no judgment. There's no, you know, if you're feeling a certain way, then it's, well, they say it's better out than in, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So I think normalising the chat around male mental health and mental health in general is critical. You know, and the more we talk about it, the more normal it becomes. It's like desensitizing ourselves to it. Whereas by not talking about it, sweeping it under the carpet and whatever else, it keeps it sort of taboo and makes it mysterious and somehow dark.
Yeah.
And doesn't need to be.
Yeah. Well, I think that just highlights even more need to have more preventative measures because for men, it's so different. The stats around mental health and men's health is so different. And you've got to come at it a really different way. And we need to be proactive as on top of that as well. We can't just wait for things to go pear-shaped to do something about it.
That's right.
That's why we talk about mateship. But, like, I feel a little bit agitated that more's not being done throughout society at a proactive level for men's mental health because the stats are there.
You know what, Sammy? You're right, mate. And what it ticks me off is that we're doing all this stuff for the COVID vaccine and the COVID, you know, pandemic and the rest of it. And I don't want to get into the political side of that too much, but we do spend a stink load of money on now research and vaccines and all the stuff that's costing this country billions of dollars in terms of closing borders and doing all this sort of stuff because we're making strong action against a disease to fix it. Essentially, that's what it is. Something is killing Australians and we're doing something about it. And, gee, it feels like we're all over it. You know, it's the topic of conversation because it's new and it's really not that new anymore. It's over a year old. It was March 2000 we started really getting amongst the COVID thing. And here we are now, June 2021, and we're still up to our armpits in it and still fighting it and still throwing billions at it.
Yeah.
And yet mental health is something that is taking more Australians' lives. It's another disease that's killing more Australians, and yet we're not doing enough about it, anywhere near the comparison.
Yeah, absolutely. And not having a pity party, male and female, but that more needs to be done for men. There's specific policies around different things. There's lots of stats. I don't want to get too political. But there more needs to be done for men's health and men's well-being as well.
I think so too with women. We do catch up with our girlfriends and we do chat about things that are going on. I think we feel, because we're emotional human beings and more so the ladies as well, it's easier for us, I feel, it's easy to talk about it. But, you know, if something's wrong with a male in your life, it's always harder to get what's actually going on off their chest. Like it's always harder to get that conversation rolling with them because they don't want to talk about it or, you know, so I think it's actually a thing. I guess it comes down to the individual, but there is a key element of people and females in particular who do feel like they can talk about things with their girlfriends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not just about talking, but it's just highlighting that guys are slightly different. We're very different.
Yeah.
It depends on how much you want to go there.
Yeah.
We're very different, so there needs to be specific things in place, and that's why we do laid-back stuff, trying to get, you know, getting guys together as much as we can. Celebrating the benefits of mateship is something that is actually good for your health and well-being, but it's also proactive for your mental health and well-being.
That's right.
Sammy, we're going to wrap things up around about here, but I just wanted to run something by you. The sports side of things and the fact that there's a soccer game happening for the Lockie Wells Shield, do you think there's a correlation between the reduction in activity and the increase in suicide in this country? Because I think as a bloke, myself, I find myself, when you're moving, when you're active, when you're busy, you feel better in yourself and you're releasing endorphins and things that make you feel good. But as soon as you start stagnating and start stopping the movement cycle and start get, then your head starts to get to play into it more.
Yeah.
And I think as a society, we're moving less. There's fewer of us playing footy. There's fewer of us going to the gym. There's fewer of us doing stuff that's actually active.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And like I this sort of started when I moved up here because I wasn't playing cricket anymore. Like I'd played cricket all my life and always had that mateship, the camaraderie. And it's not just playing cricket and turning up on the day, although it goes for a long time, you know. But there's also the social side of things and everything else that comes with that. It's almost a lifestyle. So yeah, movement and that connection, and particularly like team sport or even individual sports, you're having that mateship and camaraderie with people around you that you're training with and all sorts of things. So I think there's a lot of benefits to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Sammy Parker. Thank you for joining us as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me. VCU.